I'm Candace Long with Lessons in the Latter Days, offering biblical commentary to make sense of the times that we're living in. Today's episode is called God's Message in the 2024 Eclipse. What is he saying? Clearly, the eclipse dominated the attention of those of us living in the United States because its path of totality was centered here, as if the finger of God drew a line of darkness across the entire country, southwest to northeast. I struggled for days on this episode and could not put my finger on why I kept getting stuck. And suddenly the revelation came. Everyone was trying to interpret one singular event. The real message I believe God has for us is to examine the pattern of signs in the heavens that He has shown us since 2020. And that message is an exciting countdown to the rapture. The lens through which I see is different from most. As many of you know, I've been a follower of Jesus as the Messiah for over 50 years. But about 20 years ago, I began to honor the Sabbath, study the Torah each week, and celebrate the feasts and festivals that God set up for us to observe. So I'm sensitive to the Hebrew calendar and the metaphorical ways in which God speaks. I want to begin in the book of Genesis. Verse 14 says, quote, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years," unquote. I want us to look at three words, firmament, signs, and seasons. The word firmament, rakia, is a visible arch of the sky. It comes from a root word that is like hammering a thin sheet of metal and stretching it overhead for everyone to see, kind of like an overhead screen where God projects His heavenly messages. He speaks through what He calls signs. The word ot, which is translated as a signal or an omen. Heavenly lights are used also to mark seasons. That word is moed, which is an appointed time, like a festival. And God uses these lights, especially the moon, to announce the time for His people to come meet with Him. So today we're going to look at three heavenly signs: the lunar eclipse in 2022, the solar eclipse in 2024, and a future lunar eclipse in 2025. And along the way, I'll give some commentary on seven signals I think God has given us as clues to the even larger message. So here's signal number one: lunar, solar, lunar eclipses, in that order, within a seven-year period. First, you need to understand the presupposition that I have developed over the 30 years I've been studying the biblical end of days, which is this. The seven-year period we are living in now, I believe, is the final 7 years before Messiah comes for us. As I've taught in earlier episodes, the time clock started during Hanukkah of 2020 when the vaccine rollout began. You see, what we have been living through since 2020 mirrors the exact five-step pattern that we find in the book of Daniel, in Jesus' teachings, and in the book of Revelation. Same five steps, which are these. Number one, an alliance with Israel. Number two, an armed invasion of the temple. Number three, pollution of the temple. Number four, setting up an image of a false god inside the temple, which is called an abomination of desolation. and number 5, the subsequent destruction of the temple. Again, the kickoff date was Hanukkah of 2020, which puts us now in year 4 of the last 7 years. According to my research, the 7 years will end on September 12th in 2026. Now, as a disclaimer, I admit that I could be wrong, but as a chronicler, I need to announce what I see. September 12th, 2026 is Tishri 1. Jewish doctrine teaches that Tishri 1 is the anniversary of the creation of the earth, and when we reach 6,000 years, that's when the rapture happens. If I'm correct in my understanding of dates, we only have 2.5 more years until the global evacuation of billions of people, which will trigger the day of the Lord. So I want you to see these 3 eclipses and how they relate to each other during this 7-year period from 2020 to the end of 2026. And that makes these 3 eclipses extremely significant because God is saying something important through each one individually, but more important as they appear in sequence. So let's get into it. First, what does the word eclipse mean? An eclipse is defined as obscuring the light from one celestial body by the passage of another one that comes between it and the observer. It blots the object out or hides it. And there are 2 kinds of eclipses, a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. So event number 1 was the lunar eclipse on November 8, 2022, which was Election Day in the United States. Now that's a signal, number 2, for Americans. NASA tells us that lunar eclipses happen typically once a year, but in 2022, it was different. This kind was a total lunar eclipse and lasted about 90 minutes. And that's signal number 3, because another way to look at 90 minutes is 3 half minutes back to back. So a total lunar eclipse occurs when the moon and the sun are on opposite sides of the earth, and the moon falls completely in the earth's shadow and appears as a deep shade of red. The earth blocks the sunlight that normally would reach the moon, and this is of particular note that we will see another one just like it on March 13, 2025. A final observation on the 2022 eclipse is that the November full moon is known as the Beaver Moon. This is a time when beavers finish all of their preparations for winter, and they retreat into their lodges. And this is signal number 4. Let's go deeper into looking at what these heavenly bodies mean biblically. A key resource that I'm using is Rabbi Michael Washer's book, When All the Pictures Are Restored. Since this is a lunar eclipse, what does the moon mean biblically? Here's what Rabbi Washer writes, quote, "The moon is ugly, desolate, barren, unfruitful, inconsistent, and unpredictable month to month. It has no light of its own. It can only reflect light. But the moon plays a huge role in the life of God's people. Imagine trying to get an entire nation to all worship at the same time in different places at the appointed feasts. As you know, in the Torah, God instructed the Passover to be held in every generation on the 14th of Nisan, which is the first month of the year. And the only way to do that is to have a fixed way of telling when the first of the month is. So the entire cycle of Judaism was founded on the moon. The moon is what God uses to fix the days, months, and years for His people. And here comes signal number five. The moon is what God uses to call his people to his appointed times. Another observation Rabbi Washer notes is the metaphorical meaning of the three celestial bodies that are involved in a total lunar eclipse. We have the sun, the earth, and the moon. During a lunar eclipse, the earth is right in the middle, with the sun on one side and the moon on the other. And Washer writes, quote, "Throughout Scripture, the sun is a picture of God and of Messiah, and the moon is a picture of the bride," unquote. Now, who is this bride? It is Israel, with whom God made an everlasting covenant at Mount Sinai. Now, many Christians mistakenly believe that we have replaced Israel. We have not. When Jesus spoke to the people in Matthew 5, saying, "You are the light of the world," he was speaking as the Jewish Messiah, the sun, to the Jewish people, his bride, the moon, the ones he chose to reflect the light of the sun and shine it on earth. Now, if Christians have been grafted properly into the Jewish vine, then we are, like them, the light of the world, his bride. So what was God saying in 2022? In my episode called The Election Day Lunar Eclipse, I presented four things I believe God was saying, but for time's sake, I'll mention just two. Number one was a word of warning to America, saying, "This is our day of election. We are right in the middle between two opposite bodies of belief. The sun represents an ungodly authority that has exalted itself over our nation in an attempt to usurp God's authority as creator of the universe. On the other side is the moon, which represents the bride that the Messiah is coming for. So this is a time to choose between these two celestial bodies, and the choice will not be easy because our perception is eclipsed by the dark spiritual atmosphere surrounding earth. But the obscurity will pass, and the moon, the bride, will once again radiate his light." The second message was a word of counsel to take note of the beaver moon. I believe God was saying that this is a time for us to finish our preparations because winter is coming. As we read in Isaiah 26, "Come, my people, enter your rooms and close your doors behind you." The wisdom is we need to finish our preparations to keep our families safe until the rapture. Event number two is the recent solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. In the natural, the moon passes between the earth and the sun and obscures the view of the sun from part of the earth, either totally or partially. I believe this was a directed wake-up call to U.S. Christians because God drew his sign across the United States from the southwest to the northeast. Now, the reason for the warning lies in the biblical significance of the date of the eclipse, April 8, 2024. This was the last day of Adar, announcing the next day, which was Nisan 1. The significance of this date is that Nisan 1 sets the entire yearly calendar of Judaism. God's calendar was spelled out in the Torah and specifies every appointed time that God set up to meet with his children. Here is an abbreviated version of Exodus 12, quote, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month,'" which was Nisan, "'shall be for you the beginning of months. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they shall take every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses, and sacrifice that lamb on the 14th of Nisan, saying, "It is the Lord's Passover." The blood on the doorpost shall be a sign for you upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall fall upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You shall keep this day as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as an ordinance forever. Unquote. Nisan 1 is a forever thing. It is not to be messed with. It signals that Holy Week is about to begin, and during it, God will instruct the people about Messiah and the kingdom that are to come. Here's the issue for Christians. On April 8, 2024, God gave the signal on the 1st of Nisan that Holy Week would begin in 10 days. But wait a minute. Christians had already celebrated Holy Week on Easter 26 days before. They were wrapped up in the wrong festival at the wrong season, and God hit the alarm button in the sky for people whom He loves. Let me explain. The Roman system, known as Hellenism, has always tried to make God's people turn away from following His ways. And during the height of Hellenism, when Rome conquered Jerusalem and was in control during Jesus' day, the number one thing Rome set out to destroy was the New Moon Festival, because if they could stop Israel from establishing Nisan 1, the whole Jewish system would fall apart. And that's what has happened today. As some may say, this is the way we've always done it. Easter is our tradition. In Mark 7, Jesus quotes Isaiah, saying, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men." And then the Lord said, "You leave the commandment of God and hold fast the tradition of men." The day that Christians celebrated Palm Sunday was when those of us who are Torah observant celebrated Purim. So by celebrating Easter, Christians missed out on all of the lessons that God wanted to teach us during Purim. Did you know that Purim was the festival Jesus was celebrating when He proclaimed in John 8, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Metaphorically, this says that if we are really following Jesus by celebrating Purim, we will not walk in obscurity, but will reflect the full sun. This year on Adar 14th, Christians attended Easter services, and this caused your spiritual guidance system to go off course. And God is shouting from the heavens, "You're on the wrong path." People listen to this series because they know in their hearts that something is missing. If your church is not honoring God's ways at His appointed times and seasons, go to your pastor and the leaders of the church and ask to return to God's calendar. If your church is not of that mindset, then you have a decision to make, and it will be hard. I am not against churches because many of them are changing their services to honor the Sabbath and the festivals, and this is God's doing. The final event, number 3, is the lunar eclipse that is scheduled for March 13, 2025, which happens to be the 13th of the month of Adar, and this is extremely significant. Adar is the 12th month of the Hebrew calendar, and the festival of Purim is on the 14th and 15th, and that celebrates God's deliverance of the Jewish people who were scattered throughout the Persian Empire. And the full story is found in the book of Esther. But in it, we read that the 13th of Adar, which is right before Purim, was the exact day chosen by a wicked leader named Haman to kill all the Jews. Interestingly, Adar 13 was the very day when Russia invaded Ukraine. This is signal number 6, which I fully discussed in the episode Lessons from Ukraine, Part 1. I wrote that Ukraine was home to the 10th largest population of Jews in the world, with over 200,000. Therefore, at the time of the Russian invasion, I saw Adar 13 as foreshadowing that we are entering the very end of days when Jews will be targeted for extinction during the 7 years of the tribulation. Therefore, the lunar eclipse that's coming in 2025 on Adar 13 appears to be signal number 7. This is a beacon showing that we are at the edge of the tribulation, when the moon, the bride of God, is in the enemy crosshairs. In the book of Esther, when Haman cast lots and Adar 13 was chosen, it was written that the attack on Jews would take place the next year at that time. Therefore, the date of the eclipse foreshadows that we have one more year from the year 2025 before the tribulation begins, and that falls exactly into the time frame that I've been talking about. Christians must never forget the Jewish people and their appointed festivals are key to recognizing the signs leading up to the day of the Lord. Now, before we close, let's return to the overall pattern as to how these three eclipses appear in sequence. Let me suggest three insights. Number one, in the 2022 eclipse, the Lord used the moon to call His people to the appointed time of the day of the Lord. This is His day, and it is fast approaching. He is telling us in the beginning of the 7 years to watch the heavens. Finish your preparations, get your family together, and get in the ark. Number two, the second eclipse falls just after the midway point in year 4. That's now in 2024. The solar eclipse points directly to Nisan 1, which begins with Passover. God is preparing His people for some very difficult times ahead by rehearsing with them the miraculous exodus from an oppressive kingdom. He wants us to know how to come out, because our destination is the bridal chamber just a couple of years away. And number three, the final eclipse to come in 2025 ends this sequence on Adar 13, which tells us that the worst tribulation known to mankind is just a year away. The emphasis is on how close we are, and the promise is that all Israel, true Israel, and the Gentiles grafted into her will be saved. In Psalm 19, we read, "The heavens tell of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day speech pours forth, and there is no language where their voice is not heard." I want to thank you for being with me today. You will find this episode, God's Message in the 2024 Eclipse, as well as links to all of my resource material on my podcast page at candacelong.com/podcasts. Our Father has a billboard stretched out in the heavens, preparing us for what's coming and assuring us of His mighty, outstretched arm of deliverance. I'm Candace Long. You've been listening to Lessons in the Latter Days. God bless you.